From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is gearing up for the State of the Union address tonight, in which housing, jobs, and the economy are expected to be central themes in his speech at 9 p.m. Eastern. And Republicans campaigning for President Obama's job are keeping up their attacks on the administration's economic policies. But the leading GOP candidates are also busy lobbing scathing attacks at each other as they look to Florida's January 31st primary. In an extension of last night's debate, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are seizing on each other's business dealings and wealth to paint the other as out of touch with average Americans. Tax returns released today reveal Romney made about $20 million in each of the last 2 years. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports most of that income falls in the unearned category.
Most Americans make their money through earnings, but Mitt Romney primarily lives off the hundreds of millions of dollars that he made when he ran the investment firm Bain Capital. His tax returns show that he gave more than $7 million to charity in the last 2 years. About $4 million of that went to the Mormon Church. He paid around $3 million a year in taxes, and he's taxed at a lower rate than most, around 15%. At a debate in Tampa last night, he said, "I don't think you would want someone as a candidate for president who pays more taxes than he owes." The campaign released these documents under pressure as Romney tries to regain his frontrunner status in the presidential campaign. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Tampa.
Recovery continues in central Alabama from two tornadoes that killed two people and injured more than 100 others. NPR's Russell Lewis is outside a new elementary school in Centerpoint.
The roof has just been obliterated. The top of the roof and parts of it have just been peeled off. Rescue crews are still working. There's still been ambulances that have been coming and going this morning. Helicopters, as you probably can hear in the background, are still hovering over the scene.
That's NPR's Russell Lewis. No major policy announcements are expected at this week's meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers. They began 2 days of talks this morning in Washington. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports economists believe the Fed may signal its continued willingness to leave short-term interest rates alone.
Short-term rates have been at record lows for 3 years, and economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland believes it'll be a while before the Fed adjusts them again.
The Fed will not take action on short-term rates till at least the end of 2013. The economy is simply too soft.
Morici says that's despite signs of a recovery in housing, stronger job growth, and the recent slow, steady decline in unemployment.
The Fed needs to see 6% unemployment either firmly in hand or close on the horizon before it takes action.
Last month's unemployment rate was 8.5%. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's down 40. This is NPR News. The death toll is up to 16 from the Costa Concordia shipwreck off Italy's coast. The body was located today. Gulf Arab nations are pulling their observers out of Syria after the mission failed to end 10 months of unrest. In response, the Syrian foreign minister defended the government's actions against political dissent, saying it has a right to prevent chaos. Walid al-Mualem also rejected the growing criticism against Syria, saying half the universe was conspiring against his country. The United Nations estimates more than 5,400 people have been killed since Syria's uprising began in March. The French government and unions have a new deal to address the millions of comp days employees have earned by working more than 35 hours a week. Eleanor Beardsley reports it's a problem that's particularly acute in public hospitals.
The more than 2 million comp days earned by employees of public hospitals over the last decade is described as a ticking time bomb. By law, the 40,000 doctors and nurses must take their days off before the end of the year, but that would mean temporarily closing some hospitals. So the government says it will pay for most of the days or count them towards early retirement. All that could cost more than $900 million. 10 years after it was begun, the 35-hour work week remains controversial. A recent poll shows a majority of French people believe the 35-hour week has made their lives better, but others, including President Nicolas Sarkozy, say it has sapped French competitiveness. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 39 points at 12,670. NASDAQ up slightly at 2,785. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.